From the interim director of human resources relative to appointments at an advanced step of the pay range. Informational only.
Yes, we do have several appointments at an advanced step. I'd like to note that the last item on your report does indicate zoo. That should be parks. Parks working 3 feet on the field to work in the field.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, you see this list, I struggle with it. You know, we're all under a fiscal crisis. And I'll just speak for myself that, you know, when I look at these lists, my cutoff is like 8,000 or so, unless, you know, it's in behavioral health with psychiatrists or whatever. And, you know, there's a couple of these that jump out. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily, I happen to know who the one in the sheriff's department is. But I feel compelled to at least say that in a difference of almost $15,000 in both the sheriff's department and in procurement, and I, you know, transfer and rehire, and you know, in this day and age, there are so many people in this community that are looking for jobs, and you know, I look at the step amount. You know, we start getting into the 70s. I think that departments need to know that people like us are watching this stuff. You know, I'm not going to pull either one of these out, but I just want you to know that, you know, I don't think any justification, you know, it's not like these people are medical doctors writing prescriptions or whatever. And I think that departments need to know that as money gets tighter and tighter, the days of these $10,000 plus increases are going to come to an end, because it's just not affordable and it's not justifiable. And I'm not looking to ask the Sheriff's Department or procurement to try to justify it, because I don't want to hear it, I guess. So that's my 2 cents.
Supervisor Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that Supervisor Borkowski brought up a couple of them, ones in the middle, the procurement and the sheriff. There's also at the bottom of the list under zoo, there's a previous park worker, 3 seasonal, that's going to become a forestry worker, DOT, and that's about a $14,500 increase. Could somebody explain that to me? And I actually would like brief explanations for the two that Supervisor Borkowski spoke about.
Do we have some here from Parks? Director Richards, do you have any information on that?
I don't have any additional information other than the paperwork that comes in for these requests. What we're obligated to do is to report out these are implemented immediately according to the ordinance, and we're required to report as departments make these hires at an advanced step.
We have the sheriff's. Supervisor Borkowski, before you say anything, I'm going to recognize Supervisor Borkowski.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I did not bring up the parks. You know, I can see, because I'm not blind, almost $15,000. But the point that I made with the other two positions was the requested amount as far as what their annualized salary is. And so you're going from a $22,000 to a $36,000. In my eyes, that's reasonable. When you start getting into the 70s and $80,000 a year, in my eyes, that gets a little bit concerning. That was my justification.
Supervisor Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I do think the other thing that I was hoping to hear verified under the zoo is it looked like we were going from a seasonal worker to a full-time forestry worker, which also might explain the significant bump up. And I just wanted that clarify. And can someone just remind me legally what the committee's option is on appointments at advanced step if the committee, for example, did not support? We've had this before, but I'm forgetting which is which.
Mr. Sessions.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, the appointments in advance step report is an after-the-fact report. This has already happened, but it's in our ordinances as a means for the committee to become aware of the advance step, obviously. So there's nothing that's going can be done after the fact.
And therefore, Madam Chair, then I know there is background information for given to the department as these come forward, and if we're getting these reports, I'm wondering whether there's a way in which, if it's over a certain amount or a major increase, if we can get that information just provided to us. So there's some versus right now we're just kind of waiting. What happens is if someone from the department is in the audience, then they fill us in. So I'm just hoping that for the future there's a way you could work out if it's whether it's a $10,000 increase or whatever range you think is reasonable, that then we just automatically get forwarded the rationale. I recognize that we can't do anything about it, but these are reports that if you can't do anything about, sometimes I wonder why I'm getting them. But I do think it is important to note trends, and that's actually what I'm more concerned about than an individual.
Mr. Sessions.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, to amend my previous comments, you can do something about it. We can change the ordinances and prohibit people from being appointed at an advanced step of the pay range.
Right.
That's something you can do. You should bear in mind that these are usually people who are hired off the street or people who are promoted within the organization. Sometimes the promotion requires them to be promoted at an advanced step because of the lateral movement of pay ranges. So, we can do away with the report. We can do away with the process of appointments at an advanced step. There are some options, but today the options are limited.
Do we have anyone here from the county exec's office? Because I think Supervisor De Bruin, this is something that should be controlled by the county exec with their department heads if they're advancing folks. And then I see this as informational to the legislative branch. And right now we are in flux. I think we're really smart to be very cautious about the kinds of activities that are happening during this interim period. And if you could find out, I know the county exec was going to try to keep someone down here. He's got a skeleton staff. I'm not in any way criticizing, but I think that's the way this would flow for us. And if we have some concerns about what the county exec is doing with regard to the directors permitting these kind of advancements, then we start questioning that. Supervisor Ruth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And obviously, a little information can cause a lot of grief versus a lot. But I guess what I'm more interested in is that, on occasion from the department, we get some sort of review from your department about whether or not there's trends going on. Like if there's a particular department, one that might make sense is mental health, appointing psychiatrists at the top of their range because that's the market. Getting some idea as to whether or not there's certain areas of the county administration where there's, a trend that might be of concern versus, trying to... I have no problem continuing to get this report, but I do think at some point maybe the administration kind of collating that together a little bit for us and giving us some summary of whether or not they think there's any concerns, that I think would be appropriate for the committee to hear versus each month individually trying to reassess everyone.
Inspector Schmidt. I always want to say detective. I got in trouble with Inspector Carpenter.
Madam Chair, first of all, you never get in trouble with me, so.
There you go.
We've had some pretty good go-rounds the last couple of committees.
Yes, we have. all for the right reasons. Just to explain a little bit about the community relations coordinator. First of all, this is a brand new person to sheriff's office staff. We did do this was put out as to get a certification list. The qualifications and the type of people that applied for the position, there was a lot of competition, quite frankly, for it. The person we did get was a county employee. not in our agency, and the person happened to become available based on some changes within the county exec's office. The reason this person was put at that pay range, the experience that came along with this person, the credentials, and quite frankly, many of our officers are officers, and switching gear off of this position may start $40,000-$50,000, but they get overtime. This particular person, and I'm just putting it out there what she does, this is literally is almost a 24/7 position without overtime. Every time we have an event that takes place at night, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, this person gets called. There when I walked in the door this morning, she'll be there when I leave tonight. This person puts out a tremendous amount of work product and is extremely valuable to the organization. On probation, but has done, quite frankly, a phenomenal job for us. So that is the reasoning that we had it based on extreme qualifications and certainly not a newcomer to this position as far as history goes.
You want to just indicate to this board what activities you had to do yesterday late in the day?
I would be happy to, Madam Chair. Basically, while we were at personnel yesterday, several events had kicked off based
in finance.
We got intelligence midday that Reverend Jackson was going to be in town. That was all had to be orchestrated. This person, by the way, was part of that, getting all that together, and was in late last night until all the crowds were gone and the media was gone. So I appreciate you bringing that up. As people go on, the amount of time they're putting in, if you looked at the hourly rate, it actually would probably be significantly less than a lot of our officers get with the amount of hours put in. So that's the reason for that particular pay range.
I noted as I was leaving the courthouse yesterday, you had the mobile command vehicle out there.
Yes, we did.
Any other comments to share?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate the you being here to explain.
Thank you.
However, the sheriff will be held to his budget. any increases? Director Richards?
Just want to comment. This report really details the exception. When employees are appointed, they automatically go to the next highest step in the pay range. These appointments that we report on are exceptions in terms of employees that are appointed at higher steps due to training and experience, skill and expertise.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Why don't you identify yourself, please?
Sure. Chris Johnson, staff assistant in the town executive's office.
I appreciate you coming down now.
Thank you. I would have been there earlier.
Sure. And I know things are very tough, and there's a lot of, you're keeping a lot of things, a lot of balls in the air and so on, so we appreciate that. I don't want to sound like we're in any way criticizing what the county executive has done. However, some of the members of the committee have been concerned with the report on advanced step on the pay range. And I think the message that is trying to be sent to directors is this interim period is not the time to try to, come in here and get some wishes that they haven't been able to fulfill previously finished or done. And this board is watching this stuff very carefully. So that message should get out to all the directors.
Okay, I'll make sure that the county executive takes that in the heed, and I'll report back to him.
Any other comments from the board while Mr. Johnson's here? Thank you for coming down. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anything else? Otherwise, Madam Clerk.